T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, muchachos.
Oh, man.
Too loud, too early.
It's too early.
Sorry.
It's the first day of daylight saving time. Can I point this out?
Sure.
If you don't like more traffic accidents, workplace injuries, a lousy mood, and reduced efficiency, why don't you just move to Hawaii? Because they don't have daylight saving time. What am I saying? Let's go to Hawaii.
Why not? You know, the funny thing with this, we've been in this business long enough to know every year when daylight saving time begins, there's always talk about getting rid of it. But the funny thing is that we don't have to do anything. How Hawaii and Arizona and now even, I think, Indiana.
Yeah, parts of Indiana.
How they are able to not do with the time change, they stay in standard time. So instead of, you know, us losing an hour, we would just keep on the standard time. We would be fine.
But once you adopt it, you can't go back.
Yeah. So it's but it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, well, if we go the other way, you know, we can get the same thing done. But then again, we're going to be off from everybody else, like Georgia and the East Coast and what have you.
No such thing as being a little bit pregnant either.
Plus, I got to be honest with you, watching TV, I do enjoy not having to do the math when they tell me it's coming on at 9.
Yeah, I know that's crazy, but it is funny. Like, even with the Oscars, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Okay, so 5 o'clock, red carpet. That means, wait, what? When am I starting? 9? You know, how late am I staying up?
I did a little time in the Central Daylight Time, and that's where I always have to subtract an hour. So anyways, here's what we talked about today on the show. People are happier when they're older. Research found that people who receive anger and fear less and less as we age, but happiness kind of hangs in there.
You just got to make it past 30 and you're going to be all right.
That's pretty much it. They say we reach our peak emotions of fear, anger, and happiness around 30 years old. And then we just don't care anymore, and the happiness kicks in.
You literally stop giving a crap. You're just like, whatever, you know what? I don't even care anymore.
That's the best advice, you know, like for kids in high school and even college.
Yeah.
Like, look,
hang in there.
Hang in there, because you're going to realize it really means absolutely nothing.
Yeah. There's a
better
song called Let It Be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let it go.
Let it there. Yeah. So we also found out yoga is pretty pricey. It's a nice little expensive hobby.
Oh, but it's not the yoga itself. It's the stuff you wear and take to the yoga class with you.
Yeah, they say the average American who spends about $62,000 on yoga, that's about $90 a month.
That's in a lifetime, by
the way. Uh-huh. So that breaks down to about $28,000, almost $29,000 in yoga classes, and an additional $33,000 on yoga essentials like mats and headbands and clothing. So
and
there you go.
This is what Jenny learned what Lululemon was today.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that, to be honest. Clearly, I'm not at yoga class regularly. But, you know, I was thinking about subscribing. You know, that was one of the things. It's like, do I do it monthly or do I pay for the week, you know, each week at a time? Which that class alone would add up. I'm sure it'd be $40, $50 a month. And then, of course, buying the mat and, like you said, Chris, the outfits and everything else. So,
by the way, Janie, you do not have to take yoga to wear yoga pants.
That's true. I have yoga pants on right now, but they are not Lululemon.
Yeah. I'd like to shake the hand of the person who invented yoga pants, but I also think they should be sold by prescription.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's so funny because people complain like, oh, she's wearing yoga pants again, like she's being a slob. But then other people are like, ooh, she's wearing yoga pants again. It could go either way.
Yeah, that's true. Why are you following me?
By the way,
you're wearing yoga pants. That's why.
87% of people who said they've tried yoga say they absolutely love it. So pretty cool little thing to do. If you've got the outfit, go for it. Let's talk about picking out avocados because
that's the pits, man.
We consume about 7 pounds of avocados each year per person. That's up from about 1 pound in 1989. So you can see that our love has grown. But nothing more frustrating than opening up that beautiful avocado to make some guacamole to realize you've got a big old seed in there.
Yeah.
And you don't have enough of the avocado to make the guacamole. So,
But you never know how big the seed's going to be.
It's like it's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah,
there,
that's right. You never know what you're going to get.
But there is some science to back up a little bit that'll help you pick seeds or pits that are a little bit smaller. And it really comes down to the size. They say the rounder the avocado, the larger the pit will be. So in three different comparisons of avocados with identical weights but different shapes, one of them was a longer pear and then they got kind of rounder. The ones that were rounder actually had the bigger pits in it.
Okay.
Doesn't work all the time, but it kind of gives you a little up on your game to be looking for those pear-shaped or teardrop-shaped particular avocados so you can get the smaller pits.
Yeah.
So you would think we would have learned our lesson 20 years ago with Y2K.
Uh-huh.
You know, just adding a couple extra digits. We wouldn't have to worry about our computers shutting down in chaos and the end of the world because of a date thing. But fast forward to April 6, 2019, the exact same thing is going to happen to some older GPS units.
That's less than a month away, folks.
Yeah. It is. I had no idea, but apparently our GPS systems uses the date to calculate our position.
And time, right down to the second.
Yeah, so in essence, when they created the timestamp system on the GPS, they only accounted for a 10-digit field.
Which is good for like 19 years.
Yeah, it tops out over 1,024 weeks, which is about 19 years and 7 months, which incidentally is coming up. The last time it reset was August 21st, 1999, so we're now coming to that 1,024-week period, April 6th of 2019. This is what's going to happen. If you have an older GPS system...
Like before 2010.
Before 2010, yeah. You're going to have some problems with it. Because even the Department of Homeland Security said a nanosecond of error in GPS time can equate to a foot or more off of a position of your position.
Yeah, Jenny pointed out, too, that people with boats might have older GPSs.
Yeah, a lot of times, like, because I also joked about, you know, so if you've bought the GPS from the road shop department in Circuit City when I used to work there, it's probably going to be in this category of ones you'd want to get rid of. But a lot of folks would come in specifically for their boats. And I think my father uses one in his boat, too, so I'll have to tell him.
Yeah. In essence, they fixed the problem in 2012 with a new standardization that actually gives us 13 digits for the timestamp. So we're good for 157 years. And at that point, I really don't care.
But your phone's probably going to be okay. If you have GPS on your phone, it's going to be all right.
As long as it's updated, you're all right. But we're talking more or less like the small Garmins and TomToms that I still see a lot of them on the roadways.
Yeah,
and
your BlackBerry might need to be updated.
To be honest with you, I think I want to go back to the old one because I fiddle with my phone too much, and it's you know it's locked out and I kind of like one that runs by itself. Anyways, we also found out we are not only polarized with our politics in this nation, we're polarized with our alcoholic drinks.
Tell me what you drink, and I'll tell you who you are. And I'm paraphrasing. A very famous chef.
A chef?
Okay.
Yes.
Was he a Democrat or a Republican?
It was Brilliant Severin, who's a French chef.
Oh, he doesn't matter. Yeah. So here's actually what there was a study done here, and it says that you, based on your libation of choice, they can point out your political viewpoint. So kind of thinking about your friends and family here. A new study says Democrats generally gravitate towards wine and brandy, while Republicans gravitate towards bourbon and low-calorie beers.
Interesting.
Study looked at 2 years of alcohol choices mixed up with political affiliations and voter turnout. And what they found was Democrats tend to enjoy brandy, champagne, gin, Sauvignon Blanc wine, and Stella Artois beer.
Okay.
Republicans, on the other hand, prefer bourbon whiskey, Scotch whiskey, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Michelob Ultra.
You know what I've learned?
PBR wasn't on that list.
It is on the list.
You know
I
learned
from
this?
I'm sorry?
I learned that we're drunk while we're voting. Because I've seen the results.
Yeah, the PBR, Jamie, is actually on more of the liberal Democrat side.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's kind of, there's a little like infographic we put up on our website, but it was
I'll have to take a look at that.
More in detail, I was talking about off the air in between breaks is like most of the light beers are held by conservatives, which generally tend to be kind of older people.
Right.
Okay.
And they tend to think it's because, or they summarize, is that as you get older, it's kind of harder to burn off those calories.
Therefore,
I'm going to drink beer that doesn't have as many calories.
Right.
As for those that are in the moderate, individualized scenarios, you pay tribute to kind of both the Democrats and the Republicans as well. They say that, in essence, you will be drinking things like vodka, tequila, rum, cognac, Moscato, Blue Moon, and Bud Light.
And that's just to put up with the drunken Republicans and Democrats.
Yes, it's true. It does help you get through not only election season, but the holidays. And then finally, we learned about what happens when somebody dies in their Facebook account. For the longest time, it was basically tied to the person who was associated with the account. Janie, you brought up a good point when your mother had died that you still have access to your mother's Facebook page.
Yeah, now I'm not sure if I remember the password or anything, so I'm probably going to have to go through that whole process of figuring that out. But yeah, I mean, it is interesting, though, because like Storm had commented, too, like her recent birthday last year in August, it was like people that didn't know she had passed were going on, hey, Bev, how you been? Happy birthday.
So, you know, as Facebook kind of continues to grow, what they've actually teamed up with something that's called, in essence, a tribute page.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
It's such a cool idea, yeah.
So, in essence, instead of it being a regular active page with like a legacy person kind of hanging onto it, you'll still have that legacy person handle anybody, but in essence, it will turn it into more like of a group page where you can continue to decide who can post tributes, the ability to remove tags on the deceased person's pictures, as well as the ability to delete their post if need be.
It'll be nice to have those memories, but as long as it's in the right context.
Exactly.
I'll remember when, as opposed to, hey, how's Joe doing?
Exactly.
Right there.
So there you go. That's our show for today, Monday, March 11th. Of course,
it's not just Monday. It's National Workplace Napping Day.
National Ain't Getting Nothing Done at Work Day.
National Catch Up on the Hour You Lost Day.
It's, of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
A, B, C.
Bye. Happy Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.